Good morning. It's 8:31 from FM 95.7 KQWC Radio on this Tuesday morning. Time now for our Community Corner Show. And every Monday, every Tuesday, actually every other Tuesday when there's a city council meeting, we talk about what all proceeded. And with me this morning, we have John Herrenstein, our city manager, joining us on the studio here this morning. John, very good Tuesday to you.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Glad to have you here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. City council meeting only lasts about 17 minutes from what I timed on the video last night.
Well, I always like to say there's a long lead-up to the public's business, but apparently getting through it can happen expeditiously, so
right.
we're thankful there. But there were a couple big items on the agenda.
Yes.
I think the first one was the expansion of the Riverview TIF in anticipation of a development agreement for Brew Oil that's going to be redeveloping out at the dock stop or former's dock stop. So we extended that boundary along Superior Street south from Ohio, picking up the location of an old, I believe, Yesway. Is that correct?
It was the old Yesway store.
Old Yesway.
Because that's where it's right next to where, there was the dock stop there. It was
okay.
Right next to Yesway.
It was
quite the competition there.
Okay.
And at one time.
Okay. So that's a vacant lot right now.
Right.
And then we also picked up the Kmart building parcel.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully if we ever get something going there, we'll be able to work with a potential developer. And then we went south across the highway along Superior that turns into 17 and picked up the Brew Oil parcel as well.
Mm-hmm. So, and before that was an original dock stop too.
Yeah.
And then before that was the restaurant chain out of Marshalltown, and that was Made Rights. And then before that, there was the Touchdown, which was a truck stop that opened up back over 40 years ago.
And now it'll be I think I can share this with you. Instead of a Subway, I think he's going to bring an Arby's in there. That's what they said the last time they were in the office. And I do believe that that's the plan. The fellow that's helping him with the remodel said an Arby's and a Dunkin' will be going in there.
That's a big change.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have that. I know people mm-hmm. always ask about different eating options and retail options. And so, you know, it's nice to see that parcel reactivated. The other big item, of course, was the Hilltop demolition.
That's right.
Yeah, and the council proceeded to accept that bid of approximately $90,000 to demolish that structure. Good news for the community, though. We did talk about that, and we'll be ensuring that there's some bricks there if anybody who attended want to go pick those up.
And a firm out of Fort Dodge is going to be responsible for the work, I see, John. $89,000 is how much is to demolish that building.
Yes, and I forgot. Do you remember what the firm's name was? I know it was on the council, John.
Same thing.
Well, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to stump you here.
I could just look it up right here.
Yeah, but no.
I'll let you carry on.
I know that there were four quotes gathered for that demolition, and they came in at the low at 90. So we're excited. I know the neighbors are pretty excited about that. We've had some concerns mentioned to us from folks that are up there with various people that have sometimes got into the building or, you know, don't know exactly what the activity is. And then most recently, there's been a couple homes for sale up there. And I know that the realtors have expressed, potential buyers have asked about the property and what the future is. Overall, I think the opportunity is there's probably three, possibly residential lots that could go in along that ridge line. So we might be able to add some housing up in that area, but we haven't. The council hasn't made any firm decisions on that yet.
Mid-Iowa Site Services, John, is the firm out of Fort Dodge that will be responsible for the demolition of the Hilltop Elementary School.
Thank you for that reminder. I'm sure they're going to do great work.
They will. And I was surprised when I first saw this Friday evening, because that's when the council agenda comes out, because as I told you off air, I attended the Hilltop back in the late 1960s.
Yeah.
Had a great time back then.
Sort of an interesting structure. Isn't it sort of like a split level? You can go down the stairs.
Yes.
Or you can go up the stairs.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we were talking about how many square feet it was. We looked after the council meeting. I think it's around 9,500. So it's not quite as big as I thought it was. And then I don't know when they put the addition on there. Post-war, I believe.
It had to be. I think it was back in the early 1960s, because we had all this school building boom going on at the time.
Sure.
But with Elm Park, Pleasant View, Riverview. Well, actually, Riverview was back about early 1960s, too, and also the much discussion going on with the Webster City High School.
Okay.
They're talking about some plans with that structure, too, down the road.
Yeah, I think that we're hopeful as an economic development organization working with the Hamilton County Growth Partnership that the school can come around a plan with remodeling the high school. We know that that's necessary to attract the next generation of people that are going to call Webster City their homes. And certainly the community's gotten nearly every dollar out of the existing structure.
They sure did.
So we think it's a good value and a good return, and look forward to supporting the school district in their discussions on that.
All right, so that's going to be a big issue coming up in the next few years there, John.
Yeah.
And it could be coming up, I think, about 27, 28, but maybe some work that we'll have to see.
Well, I think the planning process is going to embark here pretty soon. Is it? Is that what I read?
I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, and so maybe as soon as 27, 28, we can be knowing what's going to go on there. Attended a great, another match with the Lynx at the gym yesterday. They took on Clear Lake. Mm-hmm. Took quite a drubbing, but you got to give credit to the guys that are playing. They stayed in the game and kept going.
Again, we're talking with John Heron, Senior City Manager, today on KQWC about some of the activities of last night's City Council meeting, talking about what's going on with Hilltop, with the demolition there to begin. I learned sometime about latter part of February that the work will begin.
What the timeline
was? That's what Ariel was telling me about. They're looking.
Well, that'll be coming up pretty soon.
Yep, later on this month. Any other new developments going on in Webster City there, John?
Well, there's always something cooking.
Yeah.
But I think in maybe in a few weeks we'll have more to share. We're working with a couple housing developers to try to get some single family homes starts up in Brewer Creek or over in the Linksta subdivision this year. That's going a little slower than I would have hoped for, but I think we'll have something to propose to the council later this year. They'll have to decide whether the terms of the development agreement that these folks are proposing is something they're interested in proceeding with. But, we did not build a house in Webster City last year.
And I noticed that.
That is a trend that we need to reverse and reverse quickly. I'm anticipating that Katie will get started late summer with moving dirt over on the west side. That will obviously be a good shot. We're relying on that for some workforce. But we still need to also develop that single family owner occupied unit, and we're working with a couple developers to bring them in here. So we'll see if we can get something started there. There's also some other exciting commercial developments that have come across my office in the last couple weeks, and hopefully those come to fruition. A lot of times you hear about them and then you don't.
Yep.
But hopefully we'll be able to bring another one over the line this year.
Anxious to find out what that's going to be.
Yeah, and then I'm hopeful that perhaps the new owners of Ace will want to work with us on those corner buildings over there. That's on the block right next to them. I don't know. I don't know that they have any certain plans, but they indicated that just with the proximity to their building, they may have some interest. So we're going to try to get something working there.
That's coming up later this spring, I believe. There, John, from what I hear about Ace taking over the former True Value Hardware store.
Do you know when the official opening is? I don't know. I haven't heard.
I can't say. That's what I heard anyway. Maybe sometime this spring.
I know they've taken ownership of the building.
Right.
That happened a couple weeks ago. But,
true.
I don't know how long it takes to set up a store like that.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be too long.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah, but we'll see them opening. And then, right around the corner at the end of May will be market nights and the pool will be opening. And I last time we talked about the skating rink and we had those sub-zero temperatures, but I don't think we ever got flooded, did we?
Never did.
No, we didn't.
And it's not going to be bitter cold for a while.
Right, right.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So I'll have to see what happened over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So busy time here for things here in Webster City, some new additions coming soon.
Yeah, the road work will be starting in the summer. That's going to be largely pavement patching throughout the community, so much less traffic and disruption and life disruption for residents, which I think is good. We're going to take a little break and enjoy what we put down last year. That's going to be the major capital project for this summer, and we'll continue on doing the services that we usually provide.
We'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause here today?
Gosh, I wish. I wish, but I think there's a lot going on.
Indeed. So another council meeting on, I believe, February the 16th, I believe.
That sounds right.
What are we looking at that meeting?
Oh. Have the development agreement for Brew Oil on that, I believe, because we're going to be having, is that when the public hearing is for the, is that what they set the public hearing for? And then we'll probably have the development agreement on there. And maybe starting to talk about budget, a little bit of levy. I think there'll be some options for the council to consider that'll be attractive to the community. Unfortunately, there will be an electric rate increase. And, you know, that 9% from Corn Belt that's coming through last fall, we've been working on that for the last 3 months to try to get that lower. But I'm thinking it might be as high as 5% this year for electric rate increase. Just can't get a much. I can't work it down in the budget much lower than that. And then there may be another increase the following year. So we'll see. I believe that's system-wide, though, so it's not just like the Webster City Municipal District electric utility is the only one experiencing those rate increases. And, you know, just to sort of drive home how, you know, the national economy affects us, the AI boom and the energy and the data center boom is all coming to roost with these rates because they're building capacity out to serve them, and we definitely are experiencing that as well.
Very good. So look forward to that coming up on President's Day. That's when the next Webster City Council meeting will take place.
We will see you then.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks,
Pat. Anything else this morning?
Nope.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
John, thanks very much. John Herrenstein, our city manager on KQWC.